Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. The New York Police Department is reporting an out-of-control driver fatally struck a man on a scooter before plowing into an outdoor dining setup in Queens, New York on Thursday night. The incident ended up at Peruvian restaurant Rosa Toro on 35th Street. A 60-year-old woman struck the man on the scooter and dragged him under the car for some distance. As the NFL draft continues, the first pick on Thursday went to Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. He'll be on the Jacksonville Jaguars roster this year. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
More signs the pandemic is winding down in America. Tim Berg reports.
More than a year after many in the United States were forced into lockdowns by the pandemic, Americans are taking to the road again, whether returning to work or taking long-delayed vacations. But travel plans could be disrupted in the months ahead due to a possibility of gasoline shortages. There's an abundant supply of petroleum, but according to one trade group, almost a quarter of the country's tanker trucks are currently idled because there's no one to put behind the wheel.
Last year during the pandemic, many of the drivers retired or they went to different industries, and that created a shortage.
Janet McGee, AAA's Director of External Communications, speaking there on ABC's Good Morning America. McGee, as far as what you can expect when you hit the open road?
What we're looking at is the summer, in terms of it's happening most likely in spots that are very popular in terms of travel destinations for the summer. So beaches, so mountains.
USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On February 24th of this year, Lady Gaga's dog walker was critically injured as her French bulldogs were stolen in a violent Hollywood, California robbery. A handful of people have been arrested. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau has more.
And the abduction of her French bulldogs. Police arrested James Jackson, Jalen White, and Lafayette Whaley of the crime, charging them each with one count of attempted murder. Also, conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others face one count each of accessory to attempted murder. Harold White, who is Jalen White's father, and Jennifer McBride. Among those arrested was the woman who said she found the dogs and returned them for the $500,000 reward from Lady Gaga. The singer's friend, Ryan Fisher, was walking her dogs when they were stolen, and Fisher was seriously injured and in the hospital. Police said four of the suspects are gang members.
The LAPD is reporting that the suspects did not know they were Lady Gaga's dogs when stolen and only noticed the value of the breed. Americans are being advised to avoid travel to India amid a surge of new COVID-19 cases that has devastated the country's healthcare system. State Department officials on Wednesday said Americans should not travel to India or to leave as soon as it is safe to do so, citing reports of U.S. citizens being denied care from the overwhelmed hospitals in that country. U.S. citizens wishing to depart should use available commercial options now, the State Department said on Twitter. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, we do this in terms of, you know, this encouragement, getting all these great guests, trying to get this country back on track because it's worth it. I mean, think about it. You know, right now we're on the brink, and I say on the brink, it's always like we're always on the brink. I almost sound like what Pinky Lee or whatever that character was about the sky is falling. And but here we are. I mean, we keep getting closer and closer to the abyss. You know, for what reason, I don't know. Maybe because some people are thrill seekers. Maybe some people because the way in which they've been indoctrinated about this country, they think, hey, what the heck? What's it worth, man? Let's just blow the whole thing up. Well, you know, like any common sense sort of thing, if common sense could reign, if you're going to blow it up, what are you going to replace it with? I mean, it reminds me when I was a kid growing up, we had the Watts riots in Los Angeles. And for those of you who were there, you understand. But I remember this one interview, these group of people of color mostly, were around this reporter, and he was getting their feelings as to what was going on. And that was back in the days when you could talk about a riot like it was a riot, because it was a riot. I mean, in the background, you know, buildings are burning down, and it wasn't a mostly peaceful riot then. I mean, we were actually a little bit more connected with reality. And, you know, here it is, buildings burning down, businesses, you know, being destroyed and all that during the Watts riots. And at one point, you know, the reporter asked this one guy, he says, hey, what are you going to do? I mean, because we're getting, you know, at this point it's about 11:30 at night. And he says, well, what are you going to do now? He says, well, I'm just going to go home. And the guy next to him says, you're going to go home, you idiot. You burnt your house down. You know, so it's like, whoop, you know, what happened here? I mean, this is kind of this insane upside down type of world that we live in right now. I mean, that was a rare exception. Today, it seems to be more of the rule where people are destroying for no purpose and no reasonable purpose other than, hey, we're just going to destroy it. But there's no vision for what we're going to do next. We're just going to start all over again, start with a clean slate, like as if that could occur. Really think about it. Reform, yes, like Martin Luther King Jr. believed in and others. We can reform things, absolutely destroying and getting rid of 240 plus years worth of history and toss it into the ash can of history, not necessarily in our best interest. Melissa Corona is going to be joining us here in just a second. She's a conservative IT professional from Michigan and a mother of two. So she's going to be celebrating Mother's Day joyfully here very shortly, as she should. But Melissa was a Dominion whistleblower, and she's now decided to run for office in Michigan. And still many questions are out there about Dominion. It doesn't seem like our government is much interested in really getting down to the bottom of what happened with the 2020 elections. And meanwhile, there are more questions than answers that leaves us all scratching our heads and wondering. And then you've got Congress as if what happened in 2020, if it was so righteous, why are they pushing to codify, to make legal the things that they did in messing things up and working the numbers I don't know if you want to call it cheating. You can call it cheating. Everybody has a right to their own opinion, but the facts are still out there to be discerned. But Melissa joins us now. Melissa, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Melissa, here you are. You blew the whistle on Dominion. You're based in Michigan, and you run for office. So what do you know that's going to encourage you to run for office in Michigan when Michigan still has hundreds of thousands of votes that are still suspicious and not fully, in my opinion, accredited?
Yes. So, no, you're exactly right. We're trying our hardest. Obviously, we're watching this audit going on in Arizona, and we are going to push to get a forensic examination of physical ballots here in Michigan. And that's exactly what we need. And we need the same company that's doing the audit in Arizona to come to Michigan and help us do an audit here. The reason why I'm running is because I'll come out and say it. Dominion needs to get out of Michigan, and I want to be the one to do that. We have a contract here in Michigan with Dominion, and I don't think it's right that we have machines counting our ballots. I know what Dominion did. What they did is literally they stole our presidential election, and that's the truth. And, there should be no reason why we're having machines count ballots. We can count ballots, and people are acting like they can't do it because they want these machines in there, and they just want to keep cheating with them, you know. Mm-hmm.
For you as an IT expert, you know, this had to, the way you saw Dominion's operating system and, you know, chain of custody issues, you know, the security of our votes and all that that's, you know, associated with the chain of custody, this had to be just such a red flag for you, and you could not stay quiet about this.
No, I could not. And, you know, actually, right when I walked out of the TCF Center in Detroit, where I was working with Dominion, I called my dad and I told him what was going on. And he was completely in shock. You know, we kind of expected some kind of cheating. We didn't expect this level of cheating, and we didn't expect it to be right in our faces the way it was. You know, I was there for that ballot drop with the white van that pulled in. We now have the video footage of, and I've been saying it the whole time. People have been calling me crazy. It's just, you know, what happened is our election was stolen from us. It was done right in front of our faces, and now we have Dominion blatantly coming out and lying about every single thing that's happened and everything that's in their software, lying about being connected to the Internet. We have proof of it. And everyone that comes out, they're calling them crazy. That's what they do. They're just trying to make them look like they're nuts. This is actual proof. It's solid proof we have. They don't want to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the powers to be, and you would think even the governor, but of course she's a Democrat, and right now the Democrats, they got what they were looking for. They got their expected end, and that was Joe Biden being elected over Donald Trump. So they're not much interested in doing anything that would reverse that, not to mention going forward. It's not only that they get to 2020, but we're looking at 22 and 24 just around the corner.
Now these people in Arizona that are doing the audit and working on audit, you know, I just saw a news report yesterday saying that these people are scared for their lives. They're being threatened. People are calling us, threatening them every day. And, you know, this isn't the way America works. You know, it's not the way our country, this is a free country. We are allowed to raise questions and, if we want to, we're allowed to do an audit. You know, if everything was free and transparent, why are they getting so offended and starting, you know, to threaten people? Why would it matter to them?
Exactly. That's the question. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Melissa after this.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
With you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Melissa Corona is our guest, a conservative IT professional from Michigan. She stepped forward as the Dominion whistleblower, bringing attention to the systemic voter fraud that stole the election from President Trump. She's a proud mother, Christian, Michigan citizen, as I mentioned, and courageous truth teller looking to take her fearlessness to Lansing. Most recently, Melissa has announced her intention to run for state representative in Michigan's 46th district. She hopes to replace conservative Michigan State Representative John Riley, who defeated his Democratic opponent in 2020 with 62% of the vote. Riley is a popular conservative who's unable to run for office again because of term limitations. So that's that part of the story. If elected in 2022, she says her number one priority will be election integrity. As a fearless whistleblower who's been threatened with a lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems, and you can imagine, her goal will be to make sure Dominion voting machines are removed from all polling locations in Michigan. Could you imagine the wave that that could create? And, of course, Dominion is fighting for their very life, negating any kind of challenge, any kind of question whatsoever. But, Melissa, we have still more questions than answers. You know, for the sake of our audience and the process here, can you go through, walk us through the genesis of this complaint, what you saw happen there, you know, in this voting area here that you were working at? Sure. And what raised your suspicions?
Sure, Bill. So I'll start by saying that I was initially scheduled to work at the Detroit Department of Election Center, which the Dominion employees referred to as the Chicago warehouse. I was trained on the tabulation and adjudication process. I also recorded Dominion's one-hour training session. I did it on my phone, and it's on the internet now. It's at letsfixstuff.org. That's Patrick Colbeck, former senator of Michigan. That's his website. Mm-hmm. But you can hear it on there. Anyways, so I was scheduled to work there. That's a very important factor in all of this. Mm-hmm. Because we believe there was adjudication and tabulation machines there that nobody knew about. But working for Dominion, I recorded the training session. You can go listen to it. But I watched these poll workers scanning these ballots through, these batches of ballots with the three ballots, several times, over and over and over again, counting specific votes over and over and over again for 27 straight hours. I watched that happen.
Wow.
The ballot boxes in Michigan at the TCF Center were not directly under the tabulators. The ballots did not fall into the ballot boxes the way they did in other locations. They were behind the workers, giving the workers full access to the ballots, the physical ballots, for as long as they wanted full access to them. There was no oversight with these people. It was literally a free-for-all. People were walking in and leaving whenever they wanted to. You're not even supposed to do that. They had a table, a white table, full of blank piles of blank ballots. Workers could go up to that table and fill those ballots out. They were asking me where the duplicate ballots are all night. And I had no idea what they were talking about. Finally, I asked someone, I said, where do I tell these people to go? I don't even know what they're talking about. And he said, just tell them to go to that white table over there. And
His
name was Daniel Baxter. And he was head of Detroit. He worked for the city of Detroit. He hired all the poll workers and, you know, whatever. And he did it in an unfair way. He got people to work at all Democrat areas, Wayne County Community College, a very known Democrat college. Blue Cross Blue Shield in Detroit is a very known Democrat company. You know, that's where he got workers from. But it's just... Mm-hmm. You know, everything that happened with this company, working with them and being on the main stage and with them at the TCF Center, they had a stage in the middle of the room where all the city officials and Dominion employees were. And, you know, overhearing their conversation, and my manager was a part owner of Dominion. So he's a very important person, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was there for the whole 27 hours that I was there. But they just found connections with him in Wisconsin, too. And they found, communication he was having with Wisconsin at the same time he was working in Michigan and trying to communicate with them to ensure that their vote counts were where she wanted them to be. And so we have this proof.
Wow. Wow.
It's just
this is your boss, the guy who hired you. He's orchestrating between Michigan and Wisconsin the ballot count.
Yes, yep. We just got that information a couple days ago. Yes, his name is Nick Economogonis, and he's a part owner of Dominion. He was my manager. And he also sent one of the regular employees, his name is Samuel. He sent him from the TCF Center to the, quote, Chicago warehouse at midnight to assist with filling out ballots. And what he was doing is they were way behind him filling out these ballots for Biden to do this big ballot dump in Detroit. And he went and he sent Samuel there. Samuel got back around 3 a.m. and we had the big ballot drop around 4:30 a.m. And so it all lined up perfectly for them, you know.
Mm-hmm. So where did these ballots come from? Were they in some other place that people were, you know, filling in? You know, because I assume that most of these ballots were typical of what we discerned afterwards, and that is that they only voted for the president. They were so far behind that they could not vote down line. They just they just filled in the oval for President Biden or candidate Biden.
Yes, that's right. So that all happened at the Detroit Department of Election Center, where I was initially scheduled to work. That's where Samuel got, that's where he went, which they referred to as the Chicago warehouse. That's where he went to fill out those ballots at midnight and was there for 3 hours doing that. And, you know, where we tried to get, access to, investigate, and they are not allowing that. And, you know, it's been very hard to get the video footage of the TCF Center. They weren't allowing that. We finally got that about 2 months ago, showing the white van pulling in, literally having the people come out, pulling out boxes of ballots, carrying them in. It's all on video. Mm-hmm. And we have that. The Gateway Pundit released it just a little over a month ago, you know.
We have
all that information. And, you know, and you show it to someone after I said it, you know, when I showed them the video, people didn't believe this. They're like, so what? We're allowed to have ballots come in the middle of the night. They just found the ballots. And No, we're not. We are not. This is not true. You can't have that going on. Those ballots are all straight Biden tickets. You know, when Joe Biden's poster, when they show that UV light that they're using in Arizona, Joe Biden Pollister invented that light.
Yes, exactly.
It shows if the ballot is real or if it's not real. And it's revealing in Arizona that a lot of those ballots are not real. And that's what's going to reveal in every swing state. I know what the results of this audit in Arizona are going to be. I watched, I was there in Detroit. All these swing states were the same. They had, the same fraud occurring. And I know exactly what the results are going to be.
Well, and as you say with Joe Van Poster, I mean, he said that he could resolve this in, not days or weeks or anything like that. I mean, it's actually a days because they could do it quite quickly. And some of the, the systems that he is employed on this deal is very, very fascinating, but it brings you to the truth very quickly. And this is quite disturbing. So Dominion and others are doing everything they can, particularly, those operatives that got the outcome that they wanted and that they fixed, right?
That's right. And they're still, what they do is they sit back and they listen, and then they're nowhere to be found. And then they come out after they hear what everyone has to say, and they take, peek to figure out what they're going to say back. Just what they did after the election. They waited 2 weeks to come out. Nobody's seen them. Nobody heard from them. They all deleted their all their social media. They even moved to different houses to get away from people.
Well, Melissa, we're out of time. Look forward to having you back. We got to keep the conversation going here. Thank you so much. And happy Mother's Day to you early, okay?
Thank you.
Take care.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning.
If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, maybe losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
An Arizona murder suspect who escaped from deputies Thursday morning in Atlanta, Georgia at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is back in custody after being spotted by a television news reporter. Jason Carlos Strover was seen by Channel 2 Action News dipping into some bushes in the College Park area. They called police and Strover was quickly surrounded and taken into custody. Mr. Strover was being transported to Phoenix to face a murder charge when he escaped. The New York Police Department is reporting an out-of-control driver fatally struck a man on a scooter before plowing into an outdoor dining setup in Queens, New York on Thursday night. The incident ended up at Peruvian restaurant Rosa Toro on 35th Street. A 60-year-old woman struck the man on the scooter and dragged him under the car for some distance. As the NFL draft continues, the first pick on Thursday went to Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence. He'll be on the Jacksonville Jaguars roster this year. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, you might remember about just about 10 years ago, it was Joe Biden, candidate Biden, running for vice president with Barack Obama, who, told black Americans, the GOP ticket was going to put you all in chains. Remember? That was their desire. Well, with all this spending and everything that's going on, are you hearing the closing of handcuffs around America's labor force as these Democratic policies are creating a modern-day form of slavery that's incredible? But you have to see this. I don't understand why people are not screaming from the rooftops here about what these policies are doing, what we talked about with Rick Manning just a moment ago, how it's compromising our national security. And the bottom line, our liberties. We're being enslaved by the government with all this spending that's going on. And here to talk more about it is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am doing great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Am I overstating that, Jenny Beth?
Well, I think that when you run a country into debt, as much as what we are seeing, and the potential for inflation. We are seeing gas prices rising right now. When you're in debt, you wind up being enslaved. So I think that there is a very real comparison there.
Well, and the other thing is that, taxes are coming. We got inflation, but we got taxes are coming. Somebody's got to pay for this. And, here it is. I mean, when I was growing up, not so much for you because you were in the next generation following me. Our attitude back in the 60s and 70s, you got to stick it to the man. You got to stick it to the man, right? Well, here we are. We're saying the same thing. But the problem is when you live in a country that starts out with we the people, we are the man. So we end up sticking it to ourselves because of the people we elect, and that we let this kind of reckless spending, you know, continue that compromises our national security and all these other areas. And then you get these policies that come in and they kill jobs. Well, you need jobs in order to pay taxes, last time I checked, because all this money the government's been turning over has all been tax-free. And that's why the incentive for people, sadly, to stay home and not go to work, and why you have so many small businesses. I was just watching a report in Georgia there where you live, where you've got these businesses that want to open up, and they can only be at a certain level of capacity because they don't have enough labor.
Yeah, that is a problem. And taxes are coming. You're absolutely right. And I think we're going to hear more about taxes in the coming days, because Biden is pressing for more tax increases. And the fact is, you're right, in Georgia, there are places that simply are not at full capacity yet, even though we are open and the governor lifted all of our restrictions almost a month ago. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that. I'm in Florida right now, Bill, and I saw a sign on a marquee outside of a business, and it said, "Run out of stimulus? We're hiring."
Yes.
And I think that kind of makes the point that you're talking about. When you become so dependent on the government, you wind up not going to work to take care of yourself, and it creates a snowball effect.
Well, you wonder the brain trust of our government. You know, people that Nancy Pelosi said that are so smart they could be working three or four other jobs. They're leading us over this abyss right now with their great intelligence and skill set. I mean, it's ludicrous. I mean, this is basic. People do that which they get rewarded for. And right now, the government, we the people, are rewarding people to stay home. And as I was sharing with Rick Manning a moment ago, Jenny Beth, some people, you get a certain percentage of those who say, okay, well, that's free money, and I got 40 hours a week, and I'm not going to sit here and watch, you know, there's only so many reruns of Oprah that I can handle, so I'm going to go out and go get a side hustle. So now what they're doing is we're back to creating this black market that existed under the Obama-Biden regime, and so now you got people working under the table. More tax-free money that doesn't go into the tax coffers to pay for all this spending that Joe Biden is proposing.
And that is a problem. Working without getting paid, getting working under the table is a real problem, especially if the government is incentivizing you not to get a job, so you think you're better off by not getting a job and reporting it. The fact is, we do have to pay taxes in this country, and you should be doing that. And the government needs to, we know so much more about this virus than we did 400 days ago.
Exactly.
It is time for us to start, for places that haven't figured it out, it's time to start learning how to live with the virus. Mm. And we have to, the government needs to realize it can't solve every single problem. It just simply cannot.
Exactly.
And sometimes we are better people to solve our, almost always, we are better people to solve our problems than the government.
Well, look what's happening clearly in the states where they took the, you know, they went to the people, let the people, you know, as you say, be self-responsible. These are the states that are vibrant, that opened up, that in some cases didn't even close at all, and have managed this pandemic very successfully by comparison. I'm waiting. I think it's a matter of days, maybe a month or so, where we just have some big mask bonfire. And I don't say that in an irresponsible sort of sense. I mean, I understand some people want to wear masks. That's fine. But and we can talk about the entire spectrum of how people wear masks, don't wear mask, but that's really kind of been the handcuff sign and the limiting liberty of this last 14 months that we've had to endure. Is the mask has been the shackles that is holding us back and compromising our freedoms, hasn't it?
It really has. And, you know, I know there are some doctors in California who are trying to point out, Biden said, just give us 100 days with the mask. Well, Saturday would be the end mark of that 100 days with the mask. And, you know, how much longer is this going to go on is what a lot of people are asking.
Well, and as you said, rightfully so, Jenny Beth, is we came to that crossroads, even with the Trump administration, it was 15 days to slow the spread and get on top of it. And their solution was, oh, we need bigger government coming in. And we relied on scientists that didn't even, you know, at the end of the day, when you talk about, when you really do a breakdown analysis of the veracity of what scientists and the WHO, which, of course, they've now become the standard because Facebook and Twitter says if you say anything that the WHA has not endorsed, you're canceled, which is absurd. When we know, you know, whether it's the, you know, CDC and the WHO, their batting percentage has been lousy. And especially when the WHO specifically has become so politicized and so in bed with the communist Chinese that they gave them cover and caused us to waste time, you know, in combating in the early stages, you know, this disease that was coming in, because the WHO knew probably October, November, at least, that this was starting to run away. And they stayed quiet until the end of January, if not early February. And meanwhile, Donald Trump scrambling to try to figure this out and what's going on. Smartly, he closes down travel from China to the West, and look at the difference, you know. And I think that if he had some cooperation, we'd have closed down, you know, we eventually did, but they would have closed early on at the same time, planes coming in, you know, from the East. And look what happened. New York got greatly impacted, all because of this, you know, politicization and, you know, the stupid strategy that was controlled on that end by the Democrats.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. But one of the things you just said that about how there's censorship going on, and if you don't fall in line with what the CDC or the WHO says, then you get censored. The fact is, the way to have advancements in medicine and in science is to have debate. And yes. So they don't really want advances. They just want conformity. And they're shutting down doctors. They're shutting down scientists. Mm-hmm. They're shutting down people who study the disease.
Right. Well, why not? It's the same pattern. It worked very successfully for them with climate change, right? I mean, look at all these great professors that have been kicked out of universities because they didn't go along to get along, right?
That's exactly right.
You know, this is really a scary time, and as you mentioned and wrote about, Biden's, you know, his first 100 days have been incredibly, incredibly radical. I mean, to the point, Jenny Beth, I got people that tell me voluntarily, I didn't vote for him. Don't blame me. I didn't vote for him. I go, well, 85 million people did, and we're living with this now. Jenny Beth Martin, honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
Thank you.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Okay, the last thing that we need to lose is hope, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let go. Okay, do not lose hope. There is power in we the people. What we're starting to see is more and more people are waking up and wanting to be a difference, like our next guest. He seems like a lost brother, you know, and only lost because we just do not connect as often as we should. And I'm talking about Curtis Sliwa. Curtis has just been such an outstanding example of service in New York City for many years. And I remember the first time I went to New York and heard about the Guardian Angels, and then subsequently heard more about Curtis Sliwa as the founder of the Guardian Angels and all the great work. And since then, we've been able to connect from time to time on this radio show. And I always count it a privilege to speak with Curtis. But I'm really excited that Curtis is going the next step. And he's running for mayor of New York City. Curtis, let's bring you on right now. Good to be hearing from you again. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm in the midst of the campaign to save our city.
Yes, amen.
I'm the only candidate who has announced who not only wants to refund $1 billion into the police budget that was taken out by this mayor here, Comrade Bill de Blasio, who's been just a one-man wrecking crew in terms of destroying the city of New York as we've known it. But I'm also the only candidate who wants to hire more police and get them to make safe the streets and subways, because if not, Bill, this city cannot recover. It cannot revive. It cannot be resurrected.
Yeah. How does Broadway reopen, although they're projecting to reopen later on this year? But what's going to happen when tourists come in to New York, which I got to tell you, I mean, for me, it was an annual pilgrimage every year because I love the theater and coming to New York and to visit and that sort of thing. But with the, you know, look at the homicide rate, what's been happening, the lawlessness ever since de Blasio decided to move toward defunding police, taking off what those 600 plainclothes officers and investigators right off the street. I mean, that was like flipping a switch overnight, Curtis. The response from the from the criminals in New York just went absolutely crazy.
That, in addition to the no bail law that cuts loose these predicate felons over and over again. So we saw just this past weekend, Bill, as an example, 50 shootings. Now, that sounds like Chicago.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Right.
So if you were thinking of visiting New York, or more importantly, as workers coming back and actually taking up your work stall in one of these glass, steel, and concrete office buildings that permeate all of Manhattan, you're going to have second and third thoughts. And because of that, the city is not going to be able to open up the bars, the restaurants, the entertainment complexes, the cultural complexes, even the economic engine for the world, which Wall Street is, has been impaired because people are unwilling to come in, go back to their offices, and do the work they originally were doing right before the lockdown and pandemic. And most of the reasons has nothing to do with COVID-19 any longer. It's all about the crime. It's all about the emotionally disturbed persons roaming the streets, the homeless, and a number of gangs that have decided to launch open warfare in the streets of New York City with no ramifications, no consequences to their shootings and actions. And that's going to stop when I'm mayor of the city of New York.
Amen. Well, and of course, another, you know, point of, you know, pain that everybody witnessed was that footage yesterday of an investigator getting knocked in the side of his head by, you know, a plastic stick of some sort, and really, you know, took him down to his knees. I mean, he just got blindsided by somebody in broad daylight. I mean, you know, this is the kind of stuff that is, you know, happening in New York City that, you know, makes it for an uphill battle. It's got to be really frustrating for the men in blue and people who have, you know, pride in their city, Curtis, to see this kind of lawlessness on display.
Well, in fact, there's a recent law that was passed that removes the qualified immunity from police officers of New York City. Now, think about this. Police officers will now have to go out and get their own private insurance the way doctors do.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, of concerns about malpractice. So police officers right out of the academy, barely earning enough money to have their own apartment. In fact, many of them still living in the basements of their parents.
Mm.
Are going to have to somehow go to some place, maybe Lloyd's of London or somewhere else, to try to get a personal immunity insurance policy, because the city of New York, who has elected officials who hate the cops, have said, you're on your own. Now, I would say, do as you do and do as you say. Why isn't there qualified immunity removed from elected officials, from judges,
exactly,
from DAs, mm-hmm, from those who are also in a position where they can make mistakes and it could cost either people's lives or it could be a violation against their rights? Why only the cops?
Yeah.
Because there's a culture here that just hates the cops. And I'm going to elevate them, put them back on the pedestal. They're going to go back to being heroes, not the zeros that de Blasio and others on the radical left have made them out to be. And just recently, AOC, all-out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
right,
has advocated taking another $3 billion out of the NYPD budget. All of that's going to stop when I'm mayor.
Because so much of this stuff that they're proposing, AOC and Schumer and Pelosi and de Blasio and that, is working, right, Curtis? I mean, there's a cause and effect relationship here, and it's all been nothing but positive. I mean, last time I checked, there's over 10,000 empty apartments in New York and in Manhattan. I mean, that's unheard of, you know, that kind of vacancy.
Sure. And you say, well, how's that working, defunding the police? Look at what it's led to. And look at what it's led to in other major American cities. Los Angeles, shootings up 75%, Chicago. We go right across the board and say, how has defunding the police worked in major American cities? It's been a complete disaster. But the elected officials, they're continuing to torture our police department. And that's why, Bill, I'm going to be a mayor here who's going to set the trend to put it in reverse, to actually empower the police to go out and do their job. So if any of you listening out there want to help the campaign, just go to CurtisSlewaForMayor.com. That's CurtisSlewaForMayor.com.
Well, Curtis, I'm really excited because I know your heart. It's always been toward New York, the people of New York, the people who come in and support, you know, the city and the economy and that's always been your heart. We can blame your parents for that because they instilled that in you and your family.
Well, we're not only going to be hard on the criminals, we're going to be compassionate towards the homeless and the emotionally disturbed. who need to get help. They're not getting help from the Democrats who are leading the state, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, the mayor. And also, we're going to do what some other major cities are doing now around the country. No-kill shelters.
Yeah.
We are no longer going to euthanize cats and dogs that are held in our shelter system. There are so many men and women out there who want friends of their own pets, and we're going to make sure that they get them, because a society that doesn't take care of its animals, you see, does not take care of its homeless, does not take care of its emotionally disturbed persons. So although we're going to be tough on crime, we're going to be compassionate towards those who need our help, the homeless, emotionally disturbed, and especially our animal friends.
Well, you know, I just came back from Los Angeles, Curtis, where I was born and raised. I grew up in Southern California, and it broke my heart to see how the homelessness has gotten way out of hand. And as you mentioned, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because for all the money that Joe Biden and the Democrats are spending, de Blasio, even, you know, we got a recall going on in California as well, because it's gotten so insane that people said they can't handle this anymore. And I think that could be a significant portend to all these other politicians that want to embrace these radical policies that are not serving the people. And California has stood up in a very dramatic way, and they've got more than enough signatures to recall Gavin Newsom.
Well, it's too bad we don't have recall in New York State, because you know who we'd have on the chopping block. Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo. If he had been a Republican, he would have been indicted and convicted already for killing elderly in the long-term care
nursing home
during the pandemic, and being the perv that he's turned out to be, and yet he's still governor of the state of New York. This is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But getting back to this issue of homelessness that is so critical, is, again, for all the money that we're spending in all these different areas, I mean, we have abandoned the homeless people, and somehow, you know, they think, you know, it's just going to take care of itself, Curtis?
Well, they have no programs.
Yes.
They have to understand this is going to require tough love. Many of these men and women, they have problems of addiction to alcohol, drugs. They have emotional problems. And if we don't address those, there'll continue to just be more and more homeless people living out in the streets and living in every nook, cranny, and corner that they can find in our major urban areas and even our smaller cities and towns and communities. So it's got to start in New York City. You know, if I can do it in New York City, people can do it anywhere, but they need examples of how it works. And so far, all we see is that we're throwing money at the problem. We're not resolving the problem with tough love.
Well, Curtis, let me tell you, I have no doubt that if you took over, and when you take over, there's going to be a night and day. It's like somebody's going to flip a switch, because I know you. You have always, this has been the history of your character and who you are, to go in and make a difference and do something on behalf of the people there. The other thing that to look at, you talk about the drug addiction that's going on, and meanwhile, our southern border is a sieve right now. It is a true crisis that this president doesn't want to admit to, and this is amazing. But what I've always appreciated about your heart is that you speak the truth. You're not about to disillusion yourself or others. We've got about 20 seconds. I'm going to let you remind everybody how they can participate in your campaign.
Just go to Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com.
Thank you, Curtis. Godspeed, buddy. Take care.
Can't wait to see you on the Great White Way Broadway, Bill. I'll welcome you myself personally when I'm mayor.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.